We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In other news of female occupations, another teacher slept with their student. And why is it always a teacher that looks like me? What's up, guys? Welcome back to Goofy Cunt Nation. My name is Hannah Dickinson. I'm here with Skylar Corby.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I had a post-bomb today, and it feels bad to bomb in person doing stand-up, but online, there is another level of embarrassment to bombing with your stand-up on the internet.
How do you determine? Because, like, I think it... when you're bombing in person, it's obviously like you just hear it not landing. You know that people aren't laughing. How do you determine what bombing is on the internet? Just not getting enough likes, or everyone just commenting being like, what?
Just not getting likes or shares. Okay. It's just kind of crickets. Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
I'm amazing. I mean, I'm fine. I'm not doing anything that special. So,
well, neither am I. So, Mary Fuck Kill, Coachella, the Masters, and that boxing match that I don't really know what it was, but there were a lot of celebrities there.
Okay, well, I'm killing that because I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. That's an easy kill.
That's an easy kill. I would fuck Coachella, I'd marry the Masters. I think there's some little part of me that, like, there's always going to be, like, the golf frat bro thing that I don't love it anymore, but 21-year-old Skylar did, and it's just going to always be stuck there, so.
Yeah, I also think Masters screams money.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
also
it's, like,
it, yeah.
Better to marry money, so I agree with you, marry the Masters. But a part of me now, because you chose that, I'm like, maybe marry Coachella, because also people who go to Coachella are very rich. Maybe an artist, you know? I don't know. I was just trying to mix it up, but I agree with you. Fuck Coachella, because they're on drugs. I was a little disappointed because Pookie and Jet, my two favorite people in the world,
Your parents went
to Coachella weekend one.
Oh.
And I wish they had gone to Coachella weekend two and gone to the Masters, because I really want to see the Pookinators Masters.
Oh, her
outfits.
Masters outfit would have been fire.
I mean, okay, do you watch the stories of their Coachella?
No, I can't follow them.
He is such a definition of a cuck.
Yeah, actually, now that you say this, I'm shocked. Like, I would peg them for the Masters way before I'd peg them for Coachella people.
Right?
Yeah.
But she definitely is getting paid to go to Coachella.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if the Masters is paying the Pookinator to put on an outfit.
Probably not.
She makes me want to be a flight attendant. You know, she started as a flight attendant.
She has that energy. I can see that 1,000%.
I've been thinking I should become a private flight attendant. That's another career path I'm looking into.
That's not bad.
I think you make like $150,000 a year.
Yeah. You just got to be.
That's pretty good money.
It's not bad at all. And with things like that, the Jets themselves, like, they have a whole service that figures out the food and all that. Like, you're basically just on there making sure they're getting what they need. But all that food and everything is already pre-made. You don't have to do that.
Really? I thought the whole thing was you have to make the menu.
No, you serve it. But a lot of them have, like, and I guess it could be different for each one, but from what I remember, when I had to deal with all this shit, there was like a service that create, like you could pick out a menu through the private jet company and you could pick what you wanted on there. Kind of like a green room, or what's the list that celebrity have for their green room?
Riders.
Yeah. So you basically have a rider for your private jet. And then the flight attendant's job is to like make sure all that's given. I think you do still have to make drinks and like prepare the food in a way that it's like aesthetically pleasing. But yeah, but the food itself has already been made.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty chill job. It's just the idea of dying on a private jet, of it going down, is like what scares me.
Yeah.
But I guess I should try to get the job first.
Well, you would also hope that if you're going to die on the private jet, you're on the private jet with like real celebrities. Because if you're just dying on the private jet with like the billionaire, like someone who divorced their husband and now has like hundreds of millions of dollars, that's not fun. You don't know them. They're just rich for no reason. But like,
yeah, I want Miley Cyrus singing Hallelujah as the plane
as you go down. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if you get to choose that, but I think that's a good one. You should look into that. You can teach Pilates on the private plane. Bring value to the role, Hannah.
If I can't be rich, I'm just trying to be around rich people as much as
exactly.
possible.
That's how most people get rich. Like, you think of anyone's assistant, like, you do a lot of bitch work, but at the same time, you're like, I mean, I'm getting probably really sick Christmas gifts and can't be the worst. So
that's true. Did you see that the Golden Bachelor, did you see the news?
Yeah, that they got divorced. Who could have seen that coming?
I'm bummed.
Did you really think that, like, there was longevity with them just because they were older than the other Bachelor contestants?
Yeah, I thought they could make it to death faster than the other ones. I thought they had a better chance of till death do us part than the other Bachelors. Yes, I did.
But since they only had like 20 years to do.
Yeah. I mean, they made it the least amount of time. But I guess their whole point is we don't have a lot of time. They kept saying that. We're 70 and 72. We don't have a lot of time. Like, I guess to their point, to their credit, they're not phoning it in.
I'm glad that they're not going to fake it for the next 20 years.
I wonder what happened. I feel like he's a freak. Someone tweeted that he probably has some weird fetish that she found out about. And she was like, I can't do this.
Do you think it's fucking a new woman a year after your wife has died? Because I think that might be it. Like, that would be a lot for me to get over.
Oh, because his wife only died a year before?
Yes, I still think that's so weird. Like,
wait, did she only die a year before? Did we confirm
it? I think so. I don't know if we confirmed it, but it wasn't long. It's not like he's been single for the past 20 years and just decided to get back in the game. Like, his wife died, and it was quick that he was looking, but on a fucking TV show.
Okay, not to be an asshole, though, his ex-wife was not a looker. And I thought the picture he brought of her to put on national television was a crime. I was like, okay, you couldn't do this woman any justice. You couldn't have given her a better angle. Why do you have a headshot from like 1993 with that haircut? It was like, this is my ex-wife. And they kept zooming in on it. And I'm like, from her grave, she is like, fuck this guy. You love
fuck
me?
Fuck you so much. Maybe they divorced because she was getting haunted too hard. Maybe the ex-wife came back. She's like, fuck you guys. You screwed me over. I'm not going to stand for this.
Kind of takes the wind out of the sails for Golden Bachelor, because a lot of people I know who watched it were like, I don't like how there's so much drama on The Bachelor. I like that this is so real. And I liked seeing people like actually fall in love. And then the fact that it's 3 months and they can't even fake it for a year. Like, they can't even fake just separating and living separate lives. Like, they have to come out with this divorce. Are they going to do another one of these? It clearly didn't work that well.
But I mean, there are plenty of seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette that also haven't worked well. I think they'll do it again.
That's true. That's
if
true.
There's a Golden Bachelorette, because they haven't done – right? They haven't done that yet. So if it's a ton of like old dudes going after a hot older woman, they're going to give that a go just so they can say they did both sides.
They should sprinkle in a couple younger dudes.
Oh, yeah.
If they had just gone off into oblivion, I would have believed that they were living together. You know what I mean? Like the fact that they had to come out with a divorce together too. They came out together. I'm like, I want to see what really happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just like at this point, like if you're in the media, we're all going to speculate anyway. We learned our lesson with Kate Middleton. Just fucking tell us from the beginning what happened and what's going on so no one has the chance to like make up their own story. Because typically when people get the answer, they're like, oh my God, crazy. The news cycle would be the same. We would all be talking about it just as much. And then it would die down rather than us sitting here like, what do you think his fetish is? Like, what do you think he's into?
Well, he already got a scathing review from his ex-girlfriend.
Mm.
So I think the guy's a freak. He's from the Midwest. No offense. If you're listening from the Midwest, thank you so much. And I appreciate you. And I do love the Midwest. But the guy's a freak. I wanted to believe in love. And once again, my dreams have been crushed. Okay? Here I am.
By a TV show. Every time.
I'm just so bummed, you know? I'm like, maybe I'll find the one later. It's supposed to give you hope. And even that failed. So I'm starting to believe in love less and less by the minute. And this Golden Bachelor shit is not helping.
Speaking of old dudes and death, OJ is dead.
I know.
And I thought about this. I think, like, obviously the internet moves faster than I ever possibly could. But initially I'm like, are we supposed to feel bad? Like, I don't know if we're supposed to feel bad. And then about an hour later, the internet told me, no, no, no. Don't you worry. There's no reason to feel guilty about this man's death. Like, he can fuck himself. I'm like, okay, got it. Thanks.
Yeah, like, I think there's, like, this level of empathy you have for his kids, right?
Yeah.
He is a murderer.
Right.
I thought it was interesting how he lied about his health to the camera. He was like, everything's fine, in a way that you're like, oh, this man can truly convince himself of his own lies.
It's just like someone taking manifesting in the direction that manifesting is not supposed to be taken. Like, Ryan has told me a story before where same thing kind of happened with Harvey Weinstein. Like, all the stories kept coming out. All the women were coming forward. And he was so adamant about being not guilty because he truly said, he's like, I don't understand what I did. I don't understand. Like, in court or to his lawyer or something, he's like, I don't understand what I did wrong. I don't understand why all these women, like, what they're talking about. I don't know what it is. And I'm like, okay, number one, psycho. A lot of stuff is wrong. But I think there are some sociopathic, just psycho weirdos that they're like, well, what do you mean? Like, what? I couldn't possibly have done that. And you're like,
I was out last weekend and I was with a guy friend and he was like, this waiter's kind of hot, right? And I was like, I think if you hit on a waiter, that's like sexual harassment. And he was like, no, it's just two people having a fun conversation and enjoying themselves. And I was like... Yeah, that's what a sexual harasser says. And this is
that
a very
tends
nice
to be
guy.
Their argument. Yeah, she seemed to be enjoying it. She was still there. You're like crying. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, she's on the clock. She can't leave. You can't hit on her, buddy.
Yeah,
like any other woman you can hit on, but you can't hit on the waitress. And he did not understand that concept.
It's also the one where it's like, oh, well, she was flirting back. I'm like, again, you haven't paid her yet. Of course she's flirting back. Like, she wants her 20%.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that shows men. That goes to show men.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing because it did feel like OJ was just popping off on Twitter. Like, it does feel odd that he just kicked the can.
It did take me by surprise, like, when it popped up, because it was either, like, an Apple News notification on my phone, or I was just not working that day, and it just came up on Instagram immediately. And I remember, I was kind of sitting there, I'm like, oh, wait, what? And that was when I was like, am I supposed to feel, like, when Apollo Creed died, like, a month or so ago, I'm like, oh, that's too bad. Like, I love Rocky IV. Like, fine. But when he died, I'm like, I like, because OJ and JonBenet Ramsey are like the first two news stories that I sort of remember, because I was like three or four or five when that all that was going down. The OJ thing has been in my life my entire life. So now I'm like, okay, well, see ya, I guess.
It does feel like an end of an era. I know what you mean.
He always pops back up. Like, he
I
went away
for
a little bit.
A little sad. I felt a little sad because that means I'm old.
Yeah. Basically, that's all. Like, it's like when you find out that a couple of the Backstreet Boys are in their 50s. You're like, oh.
Uh-oh.
And when I think certain people pass away and they're older, not like the sudden celebrity. Like, when Chadwick Boseman died, that was extremely sad because he's talented and he was hot and all this stuff. But when it's like old people, you're like, you weren't old when I was younger. When did you get old? And then I have to sit there and be like, well, what the fuck do you think's happening here?
Oh my God. When Chadwick Boseman died, that was so weird because my friend had just gotten, we all got massages at work for, we got gifted massages at the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
And you go to like hot tubs before, they have like mm-hmm. a hot tub room and stuff. And he was like, when I went to get mine, Chadwick Boseman was naked in the hot tub next to him. And he said he had like the biggest dick he's ever seen. And then he died like a year later. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sad. He didn't tell anyone.
But he had this huge really dick. You know what? This is the opposite of talking ill of the dead. This is like the best thing we could possibly say of a man who has passed away. Like, so talented, huge dick.
I feel like saying Chadwick Boseman had a big dick isn't really like breaking news.
No. In physicality and in just pure energy, he was big dick energy. So that's what a lovely story. Did you share that on his obituary website? Like, you know, when you can write in memories or just like notes to the family.
Huge cock.
Miss you. R.I.P.
Yeah. Was he gay?
I don't think so. No. I don't know. I feel like he was married.
Not that it matters.
I'm trying to think if he left like a wife or kids or anything behind. I don't recall. I don't know.
I feel like he was too young.
We can find out. My last Google thing is Marlon Wayans' net worth because.
What is it?
$40 million.
Really?
The entire Wayans brother like conglomerate is worth $300 million.
That is insane.
Yeah.
From what? I mean, White Chicks was amazing, but I don't know if it was $300 million.
I think they were big. Weren't they the ones that either created or really produced and spearheaded In Living Color and all that? I think they were. They've done that. They did all the scary movies, were the Wayan brothers.
Oh.
Like, they've done. And then I think all like the other kind of spin-off really shitty parody movies that came out in like the 2010s.
Why were you looking that up?
I don't even fucking, like, my ADD has been out of control lately. I saw a video about like an interview with Marlon Wayans just talking about the fact he's like, I have two cars. I have a Range Rover I got when I started my career. And then I have something that I lease now. Like, money doesn't make you happy. And I'm like, of course it doesn't when you're $40 million. But it was basically that because he was talking about it. I'm like, he has a lot of money though, right? Like, he does have a high net worth. And that's just what I looked. Okay, we're back. He was married. Chadwick Boseman was married to Taylor Simone Ledward Boseman.
Oh.
I don't know.
How old was he when he died?
He was 43.
Okay, so older than I thought.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Chadwick Boseman, wife and kids? Yeah, she's actually really, really hot. Oh, I think he did. Does Chadwick Boseman? No, he never had kids.
I almost think that's more sad. It would be nice if he had a kid to pass on his legacy.
I think it's sad, but then I also think of like Kobe Bryant's kids. And I'm just like, that's rough. Because no matter what, it's not like if he was still alive, then it's like, oh yeah, like Nepo baby, I'm the son or the daughter of Kobe Bryant. But now that he's dead, you're the Nepo baby of your dad that died. And it like that part will always be mentioned no matter what. And that part kind of, I'm like, I think I would assume you'd be sitting there. You're like, you don't need to remind me. I know. Like,
I feel like if you have a father that died who was famous, you don't really like, it's a little hard to be like, she's such a Nepo baby when it's like, well,
you would hope so. Yeah.
You kind of get the canceled Nepo. I don't think you can bring up the nepotism.
If you get the Nepo pass. How did we get here? Just the sad death. We were talking about unsaid sad death. I was somehow, good with the unsaid
no,
death.
We're talking about O.J. Simpson, and somehow we just made this a racist podcast. we should talk about a dead white person, which...
no one comes to mind. Patrick Swayze, but love him too. So that was also a little bit ago.
I confuse Kevin Bacon and Patrick Swayze all the time. They're like the same person to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, Kevin Bacon, rough, he has cancer. And it's like, no, Kevin Bacon's fine. I guess I also think Kevin Bacon has cancer because bacon supposedly gives you cancer. So I always think he's the one with cancer. I'm like, Kevin Bacon.
He's promoting it. He's just wearing it on his name tag all the time. He's like, bacon, cancer, you put together.
Yeah, every time I see Kevin Bacon, I'm like, he still has hair. Yeah. Okay, what else do we want to talk about? Oh, you texted me this. Bella Hadid won a rodeo award.
Bella Hadid, rodeo queen. Yes.
What the fuck? What did she win a rodeo award for? Talk about Nepo baby.
I think she and Gigi were like horseback. They were horse girls, but like not in the embarrassing way, in the rich person way.
They didn't wear horses on their shirts. They just rode them. Actually.
Yeah. They didn't have like the really long, long ponytail and like, yeah, do weird shit. She won three finals and two buckles. I don't know what any of this means, by the way. Three finals and two buckles. Holding up two gold belt buckles. You win gold belt buckles when you win rodeo things, I suppose.
Wow. A woman of many talents, despite having Lyme disease.
You know what? Never give up. I mean, she's apparently moved to Texas to be closer to her rodeo cowboy boyfriend. She's entered a new era in her life, all thanks to Aiden.
So she's dating this rodeo guy and lives in Texas?
And is riding rodeo and winning beckles herself. Yeah, that's... She's redirected her attention toward new priorities. They're really bonded by their shared passion for equestrian activities. She loves being out of Hollywood and will take modeling jobs if it's the right fit, but has taken a step back for now, a source has added.
That's what I'm telling people when they ask me why I haven't done anything in a year. I'm like, you know, I'm just taking a step back from Hollywood, focusing on horses, mm-hmm. aka going to rehab.
Yeah. They have horseback riding in rehab.
No, you can't ride them because people were like getting hurt. So you can only pet them. Oh. That's how retarded we are. And I can say retarded because I've been to rehab. So
the 2 R's of rehab.
Yeah.
Rehab and retarded.
I mean, she's so rich that like that makes sense. That trajectory makes sense. Like she's going to move to Texas, have children, ride horses. And I bet she'll come out with like a cowboy hat line or something, or maybe like cowboy boots.
She'll be the reason that embroidered jeans, like Miss Me jeans, make a comeback. Because those were big in the 2010s. Mm. They actually might still be big depending on where you are in the country, but those have always been a fucking travesty to me. I see that. I see that like she did the modeling thing. Now she's going to be a horseback rider person. I don't know if you can turn that into like anything on QVC, but I'm sure you can try.
And she has her brand Kin, which I love. I love a good Kin drink.
There you go.
They're saying she's taking a step back from Hollywood, but what was she doing? I guess she was a model.
I think she was just modeling, and then I think she got really sick or like the Lyme. I don't know how it works. I think the Lyme disease came back or she was having complications, so she like stopped modeling. There were some photos where she looked like scary unhealthy. And then she just kind of went away for a little bit and then reemerged on the back of a horse.
I wonder how she met this guy. Maybe Raya.
Probably Raya. Let's see if this tells us. How did Bella... The first thing, how did she get famous? Well, it's a fair question.
A nose job and a size zero waist.
Cheek implants. It's unclear when he and the model met, but a source told Entertainment Tonight, Yolanda Hadid set them up. Bella loves how supportive Aiden is of her career and fits into her life. So Yolanda was the ultimate wing woman.
Yeah. He's so supportive of her career that she's moved to Texas for him and given up modeling.
And this says that they like became official in October of last year. So it's been roughly 7 or 8 months.
In Hollywood, that's a long time, as we've learned from The Golden Bachelor. That is a long period of time.
That's an entire lifetime.
What are exactly the awards she won?
I don't know. Let's see. What do rodeo buckles mean? Okay. Awarded to the winner of the entire competition, along with their very own herd of cattle. Oh. The ultimate cowboy belt buckle is a badge of honor, a wearable trophy that gives the winner a lifetime of bragging rights. So, I don't think you so much a thing that's like a profitable thing as it is just like you get to show it off.
I wonder if the other people at the rodeo were like, this fucking bitch.
I mean, it does beg the question, is she really that good, or was it because Bella Hadid was riding and doing whatever? Like, at a rodeo, like, did she have to, like, lasso a calf? I want a video. This is why she still needs to be on the internet, because I can read about this and I'm like, good for you. But I need to see what you just did. I don't. What do you mean you won a buckle? Why did you win a buckle? Are you just riding around and doing, like, fun tricks? Or were you, like, herding sheep? Or what was it?
Or did you pay to get that buckle?
Also that, yeah.
I would actually love to see Bella Hadid at a rodeo. I'm part of the problem.
Yeah.
Especially because every time I see someone who isn't a stand-up do stand-up, I'm like, fuck this person.
Yeah. Or the people that like tell a joke and people laugh and then someone says something along the lines of, oh my God, like you should, have you ever tried stand-up? Like you should just give it a try. Like do an open mic. They're like, yeah, okay. And you're like, no, fuck off.
Or a guy who does a really good wedding speech and like then is like, I guess I'm a stand-up comedian now. I think that's why recently I've been doubting myself in my career, because stand-up is the only career where people can just like go out and do. Like TikTokers are like selling out comedy clubs and they're like, I'm just going to do it. And they're fucking doing it. Like no one could be a TikToker and then just become a soccer player. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like stand-up is the only real profession that you can just go do, and you can't even be a singer, you know what I mean? Like you can put out music, but you're not gonna actually become a singer, whereas like people just become stand-ups now, and it's so crazy.
I would not deal well with that, so I can only imagine where you're just like, oh good.
But that being said, I'd love to see Bella Hadid as a rodeo queen.
I would too. I want to see what she wears. I just want to see like what she does. I'm fascinated for that reason. Clearly, she's good at it-ish. So, she's been riding horses, so that part's taken care of.
In other news of female occupations, another teacher slept with their student. And why is it always a teacher that looks like me?
You know what? That does bode well for you. If they ever do another Lifetime movie about all this, you're a shoo-in. May, December 2.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Keep your options open.
So what happened exactly?
So, I mean, I think it was basically they just got caught. The headline is, teacher found nude in back of car with high school student. The boy tried to drive off when deputies caught them in the back seat at 3 a.m., only to crash into a yard. Classic teenage boy. He then ran off naked while the 45-year-old married teacher was discovered scrambling to dress herself.
Oh my God.
I'm looking to see if he's like 18 or not. I'm guessing no, because I feel like then it wouldn't even be a news story. Oh wait, she's a substitute teacher.
Oh my God. You're not even full time.
No, you had time on your hands to do this, but you also had time on your hands to swipe on age-appropriate people on Bumble. Where did this go? Okay. Deputies got a call about a suspicious vehicle that was parked at the dead end of a road at 3 a.m. when they arrived on the
suspicious vehicle a bike? Because this is a substitute for the 14-year-old.
No, clearly somebody had bought this as like a graduation present or something. It was a gray 2015 Honda Pilot, which is funny in and of itself.
That's the suspicious vehicle?
Yeah, it was that suspicious. I do love, not that because it's a kid, just as funny, the driver is said to have fled by foot wearing no clothing whatsoever. Like, good for you, buddy. He was 17, so he was so close. But he had underwear on by the time they caught up with him, which took an hour. So they were chasing this kid for an hour. He was naked running around. Poor guy. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of details in this, but it basically, there were minor injuries because they crashed the car in a ditch. The boy just ran. He Forrest Gumped it out of there. She was just in the back seat trying to put her clothes on and was 45 and married. And during the search of the vehicle, authorities found an Omaha Public Schools employee ID. Leave that at home. Maybe don't. You don't need it. It's okay. You're not going to be on school property for at least another 4 hours. Just leave it out.
Yeah. Why did you bring that to hook up with your student to confirm to him that you're a teacher?
Yeah. A substitute? You're like, oh, I'm going to be like, was there supposed to be another 45-year-old teacher hooking up with him that night? And she stepped in. She's like, oh, she couldn't make it. She had a family emergency. But I'm here. Don't worry about it.
Also, they're always married.
Always. Yeah, this does look like you. I mean, Omaha, Nebraska, you.
Every time I see a photo of a teacher that fucked their student, I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm in a parallel universe.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't leave a coast. The second you go off the coast of this country, this is you. This is what's happening. Apparently. You have no control over it.
Sometimes I get down on myself, like, damn, I haven't had sex since August. And then I'm like, well, at least I'm not fucking a student.
Yeah, at least I'm not fucking a kid. Like, I have that shred of decency left in me to be like, there is a line, and we're going to draw it right there.
It's crazy the student did it also, because it's not even like he's getting extra credit. You know, it's not even like he's guaranteed an A.
She has no control over his grade. She's not there all the time.
It's like less than sleeping with a PE teacher. You know what I mean? You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're not. It is just so interesting also where I'm like, again, I'm glad we don't understand this because I'm like, I don't have a pedophile brain. You and I don't find this attractive. But I see like a 22-year-old out on the street and like a group of them, like this weekend was very nice. They were all out day drinking, doing their thing. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot. Subtract, 5 years from that when it's a true child, like a gangly little child that wears basketball shorts and Nikes and the Nike socks pulled up halfway to his calf and like a dirty sweatshirt. That's what you wanted to have sex with? I'm sorry if your husband wasn't pleasing you. It sounds like that was probably an issue. But like, go cheat on him with a man, like a grown man.
Yeah.
Because the insult to injury of cheating on your husband with a high school student is just like, oh, so you're not only gross, but you're also an asshole.
It just blows my mind that like the amount of articles that come out and the amount of people who get caught.
It's a weekly basis.
It's a weekly basis. I feel like I'm getting targeted this news because they know I talk about it.
Probably, yeah. I'm sure 2Fab has figured us out.
Wow. That is so sad. A substitute teacher. Does it say the subject or it doesn't even matter?
I don't think it matters when you're a substitute. You're supposed to just go in and learn the lesson plan and take over from what you need to do.
So. Learn the lesson plan. You go in and put on a video.
Yeah.
The joy of being a substitute teacher is that you don't have to do anything. And this woman was doing far too much.
Way too much. The most. Like, this is like a substitute teacher that comes in and she's like, all right, we're going to do SAT prep today. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I would like to watch Armageddon or something and you try to find one historical thing in it. Like, we'll all play along. It's fine. I'm going to play in the back on my phone or do like MASH with my friends.
Okay. What else? Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Are you still jonesing for a new tattoo?
Oh, I am. You know, everyone was like, you're going to regret your tattoos as you get older. But as I get older, I just want more. So well, what does that say about my mental health?
I feel like that's actually pretty normal. But you've also got some funny ones. So, like, those are just a good story year after year. So what is the new one? Does it, like, fit into everything else you've got going on? Or is this just out of left field?
I have no idea what I want. That's the issue. Why I haven't gotten one. I have no idea what I want.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't regret my tattoos at all. And people who say that don't have tattoos.
Right.
It's like when I say herpes is not that big of a deal. It's because I have herpes. You know, once you have it, you just have a different perspective on it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Any suggestions? Any suggestions for tattoos?
Is there anyone we talk about like a lot aside from molester teachers? Don't get that on your body. You will regret that one.
Yeah, or just like any guy who's rejected me. I mean.
Yeah. Just a list, like a running list down your inner arm.
Like a receipt.
Mm-hmm. Like a CVS receipt, but just all their names.
Yeah. People who have lists on their phone. I'm like, that's so cute that you know their names. Yeah, I don't even think I could do that. I don't know what I want. Something small, something. Usually people have something they want to get on their body. No, I just want the needle in the arm. You know, I want that.
I like as long that as feeling. It's a buzzing needle and not like heroin wise. I'm like, ooh, let's dial that one back.
Yeah. Or Botox. I could do Botox.
Yeah, actually. Depending on the size of the tattoo, it'd probably cost similar.
Do you get Botox?
I did, and then I stopped, and then I really realized, I'm like, ooh, shouldn't have stopped that. So I went back. The last time I did it was like a month ago. But I think I'm – because you know how they say it like dies out differently for different people? I think I'm just so expressive. I think I've probably got another like month in me before my forehead is completely back to normal. I do think at some point in my life, I don't know when, I'm probably going to have to get like an eyelid lift just because I feel like I don't know what it's called. I don't think I have hooded eyelids, but apparently every beauty thing that I follow thinks I do, so whatever. Filler still freaks me out. I think cheek filler and like chin, it's a no for me. Lip filler, you've tried, didn't you? And didn't it hurt like hell?
Oh, yeah. Lip filler fucking hurts.
Yeah,
lip filler is the most painful thing.
I'm not. I'm out. I would do something with my eyes. I think that's it. Aside, we've already talked about me really wanting veneers. If I could like fix my eyelids and get better teeth, I'm done. I could just keep up my Botox for the rest of my life and I'm smooth sailing.
I'm an addict. I'm like, I want to look like Heidi Klum. Take a knife, do what you got to do.
Just slice me up, baby.
All right. Well, this has been fun. Like, comment, subscribe. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
1 is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.